Blog Talk Radio.
Cut it. This is the Outsiders. We're live in New Orleans. We're outside the stadium. Praise, is you here with me, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good watching this epic battle. Seems like it's going to be a back-and-forth battle right now, 7-7. 4 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Saints are driving right now. Sacked by the Panthers. Second and 19 right now. So we got a showdown in New Orleans. I'm sad we can't get more folks to travel on the road with us when we go to these big games.
Exactly. We're the Outsiders have, thanks to you fans, have allowed me and Pritz to start traveling to these big games. They're going to start placing us on the site beginning each week. Week 11, we're here in New Orleans. The crowd
is great. Oh, my God. Are you – I'm sorry to –
Yes.
Cut you off. Are you
no,
watching
I see,
that?
Brother. Yes, I am. I see this. It's ridiculous. Those kind of penalties, hurt right there, Brady.
Those are the ones cost you the game. And for those who are not watching the game, it was a back-to-back sacks. It would have been about third and forever. And the linebacker, while sacking the quarterback, decided that he wanted to yank the face mask, and I question that penalty in Madden, and I hope they got that fixed for next year.
I hope it is, because we see those close to being a turnover there. Prayers is a lot of times we see these penalties in the game, and it's 3rd and 16, and your defense the quarterback is standing there, and your defense alignment is just sacking them, and you're calling 15 yards. It's tough. It's tough when the player's already concerned.
Right. Or the one that really gets me, burns me up is I run the ball or I catch the ball, and after he's tackled, I get flagged for illegal block in the back or holding penalty. The play is over. The man is on the ground. He's been tackled. It's over. What is going on? That is a situation where the Madden referees are trying to do too much. And I hope they fix that in next year, Madden. If they want them to do something, how about they call illegal contact, hello somebody, instead of these
hello
phantom calls that they got to make up just to have the ratio, a penalty ratio numbers to meet up. And it bothers me. And EA, if you're listening, I hope you guys rectify this problem in 17, because it's one of the things that burns me up.
And we have callers that want to be great all the time, Fred, so we're going to have to step away from the game just a little bit and take these callers and see what these guys want to talk about.
Anybody from the 305-498, we will not be taking that
call. We're going to take a little bit of that call. He's in. We're going to take at least 2 minutes of a call. Austin and Smooth, we know it's both of you guys. Welcome to the Outsiders. How you guys doing?
What it do? What it
good,
do?
I'm good. Just chilling.
Now, Austin, you are back after a week hiatus. You had a bye week. You were suspended for 2 games. What is your mind state playing against Clemmy, the Redskins, who is looking like a secret sleeper throughout the rest of this season?
Just one game at a time. I'm not worried about it until playoffs. It's just going to be, the real season starts then. So right now, just going to get familiar with my team. It's been like a week. I forgot who my players are. All I know is I got Juwan Reedy on my team. That's all I need, bro. And we're just coming to get you to play.
Okay. Smooth, I want to get your insight. You have a matchup with Bleed tonight. He has been doing a whole lot of talking. He's called you out in the media. It's been quite the show leading up to this week's game. You two are playing tonight, I think. So what is your mindset going into a type of matchup like you're going into here in week 11 against the Niners when they've done so much talking and your team lost in the sim against a one-win team out as well?
Well, as you can see in the chat, you know, like you said, he's running his mouth a little bit. But I acted like, you know, I wasn't really worried about it, you know. I was just pushing it to the side. But I think it's going to be a great game, honestly. I haven't played a game in about the last 3 weeks, so, you know, I'm trying to get this W and, you know, keep fighting for the playoffs because it's looking rough right now.
Okay. Praise, do you have any questions for these guys? I'm going to take a look at the action myself. Do you have any questions for the two?
Well, my thing is, I have a question for the Eagles. Ray, to follow up what Hill's question, you know, bleed is it a possibility that you could make him bleed out and end the possibility of him making a run for the playoffs? Are you guys, because UTT started it, and I'm asking, can you continue the trend that he started?
Well, as I looked at his schedule, he hasn't really had any challenging games, and I think this game, it's going to be a good game, so I advise all you guys to watch this game and trying to put up 60 on him.
Wow, 60.
Don't
I
do
love
that, Chris. You know that's not allowed. That's not allowed, Ray. Can't do that.
60 is more than allowed. That's an old-fashioned beating. 80 is just
a
basketball
word.
Score.
Sometimes
we're not
sometimes
in the basketball
you can't help
game.
It, and emotions get away. But no.
Well, it seems like Austin all the times, you know, emotions get away from you, and you might be saying, "What are you talking about, Fred?"
Yeah.
The committee, hold on here. This is outside of here, not off the show. So what I was going to say is the committee has been very nice to you throughout the times. And let me give you another example. When you played me and you decided that the game was over and you want to call timeouts to get 70-30 at the end of the game with like 50 seconds left, you should have been disciplined there and they gave you a break because you did that on back-to-back games. Stop. So, but what I'm suggesting to you is, your 83 points was not about emotions. It was about you doing the Austin thing, and that's why you were penalized. And if it was anyone else, it probably would have been a warning. I can't speak for the committee, but it probably would have been.
If you watched the game, it could have been 125, 130. Just to throw that out. And, Prez, you're talking about all these things you want in the new Madden. The only thing I want in the new Madden is for you to actually prove something before you start running your mouth 24/7.
Wow.
Here we go. Okay, well, let me prove something to you, little boy. Okay?
Hold on.
Let me say this here because he just called me out on the outsiders, so I will address that. When we played our last game December 30th in 2015,
Excuse me, please
do not get, you know, I will hit the button. But when our last game on December 30th, 2015, you became something of a corny player that game, and I sent you a text message, and I said you'll never win again. So for the months of January, February, March, April, you did not win a game. It took you May to get your little three games, and now you're back on a two-game losing streak against me. So this is just know this. Week 17, we going to beat that ass.
I'll be ready. I'm disappointed it won't be earlier than week 17 because that means I have to wait a long time. And truth be told, it's going to be a pointless game towards playoffs. Both going to be in.
Austin, let me ask you this question. Hold on, Austin, let me ask you this question. I want to get Smooth in because Smooth gets a little lackadaisical when we don't get him into the show. Let me let him get in as well. But let me ask you this question quickly, Austin. So you're basically telling me that your friend Tristan, the guy who was called Prez out the last 2 weeks, he don't have a chance to beat Prez. And I'm going to just go through Prez's schedule. He has the Jets, Chiefs, Bengals, Giants, Dallas, Philly than you. So you're telling me that none of your friends can possibly knock them off and give you an opportunity
tell you
in
who,
week 17 to play for the division?
I'll tell you who it will be. Tristan will beat him tonight. And what are the next games? You go game by game.
Chiefs.
All right, Chiefs. Chiefs, he'll be present on that game.
Okay, Bengals.
Bengals, Prez wins that.
Giants.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll tell you who he will be. He'll be Ray. Tristan will beat him, Ray will beat him, and I will beat him. And those are three for sure.
Wow, what? Okay, so what about the Giants? Week 14,
Giants,
Ill Will.
I got my boy Ill Will coming in with the win there, 34-24.
Wow, so that's four losses right there for you, Prez. Austin said he's going to come back and win this division.
He's
that's
hiding behind the
fortune.
And the only person that I'm concerned with on that list is the other guy on this phone.
It's not even inactive users. Move. It's users that he's crying for the force ones. I don't know the story behind it, but sources tell me the Dolphins are looking for the easy way into the playoffs this year. They're tired of working their butts off and not making it, so you know they think it's time for them to get the easy way one time.
Well, you know, let me address that, Hills, because I take offense to that, because when I beat you, or when I was beating you, you jumped off sides. Therefore, that's why I got the win. It wasn't that I cried for the fourth win. You did that to yourself. I can't help that we don't have a big. Hold on. I let you speak. I don't interrupt you ever. So just this is how we're gonna roll. The Bills, I can't help that we have no Bills owner. The Jets, who was on vacation, I can't help that. I played the Texans. I was dogging them out, and it disconnected. I was playing the Raiders, beating him, and it disconnected. I can't help what EA got going on, and those people who that I'm playing, they realize that they don't want to go through what they already were starting to go through. It's no fun. Just give it up. So I'm not crying for anything. If anything, I'm trying to play my games.
I hear you. I agree with you. I can see where you're coming from. But, you know, the regular season doesn't mean much. Like I said, playoffs is where it really matters. So we're going to see then, and it'll be fun till then. The Panthers are currently up 24-14 at midfield. You know, it's a good game I'm watching right now.
Yeah, it's a very good game. We're live here in New Orleans. Let me ask my nephew, Smooth. Smooth, I'm looking at your schedule, and it is tough. You got the 49ers. You got to go to the Giants. You got Spiffy. You got Prez week 16. You got Trap week 17. You're 4-5. What is it going to take for Tanner Woods, the reigning MVP of UE? A lot of people is calling for that trophy to be handed back after his last few performances. What is it going to take for the Eagles to fly high and get into the postseason?
I plan to win the rest of my games so I can finish 7-5. But the only challenge I really have left is Prez to me. So, you know, that's going to be a tough one, but I'm looking to go 11-5 for the rest of the season.
So you're telling me the fifth man, the guy that put you out in the postseason last year, is not on your radar, and you're not worried about your big brother, Will, in week 13 as well?
Will hasn't beat me in, like, about 4 years now, so... Not really worried about Will, but last time Will beat me was when he took over, when he led the division for like 2 years. I've been doing that, but I'm close friends with Smithy, and his mind really isn't in the game. But I bet if he is, he'll jump it up and I play him. But he's not really focused on batting right now, so you know, I think I can come away with that W.
Okay. Now we're gonna let you two go. With this last question, what is it going to take for the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots to meet in the Super Bowl? First, Austin, then Ray, finish that question off for us.
Well,
it's not. You want to go, Ray?
Go.
It's not going to take much, really. I mean, we both have shown our skills of the Madden, and it's just a matter of time before we meet, and. There will be big bets in Vegas that day. You know, friendships may be on the line. I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be one for the books.
But, I'll come out with the W.
Yeah, keep talking. Just meet me there twice. I ain't seen you there yet.
Wow.
Well, Prez, is there anything you want to say to our guests before we let them go?
I do want to thank them for their time coming on the show. You know, it takes a lot of courage to come on Outsiders. And it seems like we have a few folks who have some kahunas, and I take my hat off.
All right. Thank you, Austin and Smooth. Listening to the rest of the show, the Panthers just went up 28-14. The Saints are against the ropes right now. We're going to have to see what they're made of. Thank you guys for calling, and we'll catch up with you next
time.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
We're live here in New Orleans. The fans are tight. It seems like the players are feeling the fans' energy right now, Prez. What do you think Wade's going to have to do on this big 3rd and 10 right here?
They can learn that it's over. Simple as that. if he don't convert here, KT will start to pour it on. And he did not convert on 3rd down. He forced to punt it here. This is when it gets ugly. This is when KT, you don't want to be up against KT, right? When KT has a lead and it's growing, he gets more confidence, right? He gets more cocky. He takes a little more chances. And I think this game.
There's a flag. Did you say what now?
I say this game may be headed for the book.
Well, I agree with you on that. KT is one of those guys, once he get up the wall, if that makes sense. Like, when he takes the chances, it's not so much a risk for him. It's more of a risk for you because he's starting to play loose. And and Mike Evans dropped a big pass around the 10-yard line. But he starts oozing with confidence, and he starts showboating as he did on that pick six with J.J. Burton. Wade has to get a stop here, and I'm not talking about letting him score 3 points. I'm talking about he has to get off this field right now, Fred, and force a punt, because if he goes up 3 scores, it doesn't matter if it's 17. KT starts to thrive, and other teams start to press.
Absolutely. This is a crucial defensive stand here for the New Orleans Saints. If the New Orleans Saints truly want an opportunity to stay in this game, they must get off the field here. Give their offense an opportunity to put some more points on the board to keep them in this game. Like you said, 3 scores is not the place that they would want to be. Big 3rd down here. Let's watch here. As my friend, up timeout, so I guess we'll continue. So, Hills, what do you think will happen on this 3rd down?
Timeout as the coaches is coming on the field. I think on this 3rd down, Wade has to play. He's got to play the corners. He has to take away the tight end on this possession. It's no more sudden on the field. I don't think Rashad Lewis is that guy right now. He's the stud. He's the guy in Cincinnati. But Carolina's offense playbook is a little bit more complex. So I think he'll go with the tight end here on 3rd down. Wade needs to bring a little pressure here, Fred. I don't think 3 men are going to get to him.
Absolutely. You're going to – oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my
first
God.
Down. First down. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this. This has been a great time in New Orleans. The city has been wonderful. The people have been great, been very hospitable, and just gracious folks. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers, 35-14. And that's why I'm thanking the great folks of Louisiana, because I understand that I will be on the plane out of here. I'm scheduled to be in Miami this evening. So right now, what is happening is giving me an opportunity to make my way to the airport.
I agree. I have to travel to Houston. It doesn't take me as long. My private jet gets me in there about 20-30 minutes, but. He's down 21.
But I
want
to read something to you, though. I want to read something.
Go ahead, bro.
Wade posted something in the chat, and I'm, you know, we had such a musical fest earlier today. I have to do some scrolling to get there. But I want to read what he said, because he came in with confidence, you know. And if anybody who read his statement earlier, you would think the game would be a lot closer than it is right now. Hello, somebody.
Please let me hear this. I did not see that statement. And as Perez is reading his notes, we will be traveling to Minnesota next week for the game of the week, which will be Green Bay at Minnesota. I'm not kind of thrilled for that. This is not the time of year for me to be outside in the cold. So I'm not excited to be in Minnesota. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not excited. I'm not thrilled. I'm not happy. But duty calls.
All right, here we go. I found it here. All right. But at 11:37 this morning, yes, it's a pun. It's a pun. It's over. The game is over. It's 11:27. I'm off to reading notes now. I'm no longer watching the game. At 11:27, KT sent the message to Wade, yo. Wade responded, yo. KT responded, you trash, and you going to get this whooping coming later. Right?
Yeah.
Wade's response was, we're going to be taking the trash out later tonight, and we ain't talking about them Saints. Well, it looks like the Saints were the trash that KT was talking about, but not the trash that Wade was talking about. So, you know, it seems like got his foot caught in his mouth.
Yeah, that's a big sack right there from Grissom. He's a stud off a defensive line. The Saints got to make plays, though, Chris. And I'm going to tell you this. When you force that fumble at midfield, you have three black jerseys around there. Your life is on the line. Your season is on the line. Get in there, dive in there for that football instead of being lackadaisical. And now they get the ball back. Luckily, you got a sack on the play. But that's just the type of energy we're talking about. That's losing energy and losing effort.
Right, right. When the church money is on the ground, you got to go get it. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. And that is from the Great One Fact. I'm not gonna tarnish his name like other people has been doing lately. I take the high road with guys. I like to remember them and their glory days. Hello, somebody.
Well, you know, I say this.
And we just got a sack for the Saints, so they finally got a stop for it.
Yes, I saw that. It was you know, it was a nice disguise. Blitz there.
Yeah.
The question is, what is he going to do with these 2 minutes left? Can he put some points on the board? Can he play? Can he have a drive where he can convert on some plays? Because he's not converting. He's not playing smart football. You're down three scores, but it's a lot of football left. You're trying to get too big of chunks too fast. And when you're going chunks like that with KT, it could possibly come back to haunt you.
Yeah. And that's why Pearson has to touch the football a little bit more. The receivers are dropping passes. They're scared, Perez. We see it. We feel the energy. We're close enough. They're scared. Get the ball to Pearson and try to get this game back under control. I don't think that's what Coach Wade is going to do. He's going to have to try some stuff he hasn't done all season to try to surprise Perez. I mean, to surprise the Panthers, excuse me. Pearson had 72 yards on 7 carries. Feed him the ball, Perez.
Why
is he going away from him?
Third down, he just ran for 8 yards. Give him the ball again.
Oh,
allow him to get those 2 yards, because you're putting and here's the thing. You don't get this fourth and two here. If you don't get this fourth and two here, it is definitely over, because KT will make you pay for putting him at the 22.
Oh,
all
are
right,
you kidding
Pearson.
Me?
Wow, close. Oh, that's Mac there. Mac was running like a Mac train.
Yes, he was.
All
right. Why don't you do that on third down? You wasted the down, Perez. That's the type of play calling you can't miss opportunity against KT. KT was going to give you the 2 yards. He's just not going to give you the 50-yard play. And he went for the big 20, 25-yard play, like you said, trying to get too much in such a little amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you
ooh,
know.
And his quarterback is off. Austin is off tonight.
Absolutely. I think he's rattled. I think early on from those sacks, he hasn't really recovered from those back-to-back sacks, even though he got bailed out with a face mask. And his receivers, running back, nobody has come to play today in the biggest game of the week, We've been talking about it. We had everybody in meeting, and they talked about they were ready to perform, and all I see is drop after drop after drop.
Yep.
When the quarterback does make the play, we see drop. I don't know if they partied too hard last night. Maybe you have some reporting on that, but what I see is a team that is not prepared.
No, I agree. They're dropping passes. Austin is, and now when he's finally putting the ball on their hands, they're dropping it, and now he just – we have like 3 minutes
now,
left on the show. Chris, let me ask you this question. Like you said, this game is pretty much almost wrapped up unless we see some type of miracle. How do you feel about going to Minnesota next week? I've let you know how I feel. I am not excited to be in that cold and that night game next week. What's your mindset?
I'm fine. You know, because I've decided that since we're going to Minnesota, I was going to take the time to stop by the Prince Memorial, take the time and just hang out. You know, so I'm not concerned about the cold. I have long johns. I have jackets for that. So I will be prepared for all weather conditions. But what I will be prepared for, I want to see a good game. You know, I came to New Orleans this week thinking I was going to see a good game. And, you know, it's a blowout. And the problem is it's 30-something seconds left before halftime. Anything is possible. I sound like I'm Kevin Garnett right now by making anything possible. But, you know, I think this one is over. So I'm hoping to see a good game in Minnesota next week.
Yeah, I agree. I think we will. They usually play tough games. Squid made the comment in the group about the Packers' locker room and their talent on their team. Mike Evans wide open. This is academic. This is pitch and catch, 15-foot yard. But the Chiefs, I mean, the Packers, the Cheeseheads and the Vikings, they exchanged words after the last meeting. I think Minnesota has changed back up, Fred. He's finally trying to get an identity because, at one, he's been trying to prove and to do the past few years, trying to be KT and Fred. That wasn't working for him. And now he's back to being the grounded pound with a little explosion with the top. Chris, we got like a minute. You can go ahead and comment on whatever you want to come.
Oh, well, you know, hey, it sounds good. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to continue to, you know, do what you need to do this back end of the season. Lastly, I want to say this. For those who don't know, we will beat the living dog shit out of the league. New York Football Jets. Hopefully tonight, if not tonight, tomorrow. He said 10 o'clock. But what they don't understand is that I work hard and I be tired. So sometimes staying up at 10 o'clock becomes a difficult task. But if I'm up, fired up, and ready to go, them Jets going to get it.
Wow. And I see that the Patriots scream is live. So, Prez, as I fly to Houston, I'm going to check out Patriots Redskins. I'm not going to tune back in to Saints and Panthers. I'm afraid this might be a 60-burger.
Oh, my God.
KT
oh, my God. 3 seconds left. Some people get field goals. KT get touchdowns. It's 42-14 going into halftime. This game is officially over. I'm on the next jet to Miami. And while I'm on the jet, I'll be watching the game in New England. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Hello, somebody. Well, that's it. My co-worker host is throwing his headsets down. He is disgusted. I'm glad neither one of us took any of those bribes that these fans try to give us. Hope you enjoyed the first half of the football game. We want to thank Austin and Smooth for coming on the show with the Outsiders. Get your games played. We're in week 11, second half of the season. A lot of good games left to be played. Contact your opponent. Let's get these wild card races in. It's all about the UE. And we'll see you next time in Minnesota as the Outsiders. We're mobile now. Holler at us.